السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أحب الأعمال إلى الله تعالى أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected ulama, my respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, with the grace and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us an opportunity once again in this Mubarak and auspicious month of Sha'ban to witness the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, which is known as Sayyidul Ayyam, greatest and the most significant of all days of the week. And in that manner, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has drawn us close to the month of Amal, to the month of action, and to the month of reward and salvation and Najat. And that is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. When we look at the entire theme, and when we want to understand the more greater and deeper understanding and philosophy behind what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept in these auspicious days and nights, in the month of Sha'ban, in the month of Ramadan, and on other occasions, then we find that all of these things point to one very important and significant aspect and factor. And that, in essence, is the very purpose of our life, and it is the theme of a person's wujud and being. And that is the aspect of amal and action. That everything that is happening in the world today, our existence, our movement, and our living and our dying, the substance of everything and the takeaway from everything is amal and action. If we remove amal from the equation, if we take away actions, good deeds, then we will find that there is emptiness left. Because nothing in the world has value besides the good actions of a believer and a mu'min. And the greatest of that action is the amal of iman. That is the basis, that is the initiation of good action and a'mal. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to this in the Quran al-Kareem in different places and in a manner that brings about or brings out the critical nature of action and amal in our life. That ultimately, when a person is going to be judged, and when a person is going to be questioned, it is going to be about his deeds and his a'mal. And this will come to the fore where Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَاعِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. Every insan, every man, every person, أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَاعِرَهُ, his entire collection of actions, his a'mal, his deeds, his livestock, if you can call it, what he did throughout his life, what we are carrying with us now, and what we will carry with us through our death, and what we will be raised up with on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that will be latched onto a person. It will be yoked onto him. طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And on the day of Qiyamah, this entire effort, this life effort of a person, this life story of a person, a life action of a person, will now take the form of a book. It will take the form of a kitab. And it won't be a closed book. It will be an open book. Like in Surah Zilzal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتَ. On that day, people will be brought in groups. People will be brought in categories. People will be brought in denominations, according to their profiles, and not the profile of name, or not the profile of profession, like how we are profiled in the world today. That will be the profile of actions. As we said, this is the most critical aspect of our life and our being and our living, and that is amal and amal. And when insan and a man will ultimately be judged and profiled, then he will be profiled on the basis of his amal and his action and nothing else. No name will hold any value, no wealth will hold any value, no status will hold any value, nothing of his, not even his knowledge and his titles, or his wealth and his achievements and his accolades and his certificates. All of that was a means. All of that was within the realm of amal and action. It facilitated certain aspects for him in his life, so that he could live comfortably, and he could engage and indulge in action and amal, and he could achieve that was to be achieved. That was not the achievement. The certificate that we have, the profession that we have, the wealth that we have, the business that we have, the home that we have, the family that we have, the investments that we have, all of these things which we regard as our attachments and as our life and integral parts of our life. And indeed, these are bounties of Allah Ta'ala, they are ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But these ni'mats make a demand of shukr and gratitude from us. That the amal and the action of shukr has to permeate, it has to exude from a person. That Allah has blessed me undeservedly, I'm unworthy, I'm undeserving, and yet I have been blessed. Blessed beyond my worth, blessed beyond the goodness of my actions, blessed beyond what I should be doing and what I am striving for. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابَ يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And this book will be laid in front of him. And now it will be said, اِقْرَأَ كِتَابَكَ. Now read your own story. Read your own book. Today we read books about others. Today we read books about history, the life and legacy of others. Today we read the books of the fame or the shame of others. But this event and this moment and this time is so critical and decisive that now it is about the self only. That we're not going to be reading anyone else's book, or we're not going to be talking about or thinking about or listening about anyone else as we do in the world. But now it's going to be about one's own self, one's own actions, and it's one's own story.
So Allah Ta'ala explains this very, very clearly in the Quran Kareem. Iqra kitabak. Read your own book. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. And your own reading and your own understanding of what you have done will be a witness for you, either in your favor or either against you. In other words, there will be no need for any interpretation. There will be no need for any commentary of that book, because it will be clearly inscribed what a person did and what he did not know. So from this ayat we understand the critical nature of amal and action in the life of a believer. And this is ultimately the theme of everything that we are experiencing and that we will experience through the month of Ramadan. That what is it about at the end of the day? That when we are being motivated and inspired by our ulama and by what we read and we hear, that inspiration and that motivation and that nudging is all towards this one elusive goal, and that is to bring ourselves onto a mode of quality action. Therefore Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem also says, وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Say, engage yourself, indulge yourself, immerse yourself, activate yourself into action. Become an embodiment of amal. Become an activated person. Become a motivated person. وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching over a person's actions, his life, his doings, his deeds. وَرَسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the Rasul and the believers. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then you will be returned to عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ. We will be returned to the place of which is known as Alimul Ghaib to us now because it is unseen. The hereafter, the akhirat, the abode that is coming, that we have been told about, all of that is coming and it is known as Alimul Ghaib to us. It's unseen to us. So Allah says you will be returned to that abode and that place. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then you will be informed and you will be advised about what you did. So this is the big reality that we have in front of us. And it is important that in these days especially and throughout our life that we gain the understanding, we gain the knowledge, we gain the realization, we gain the type of thinking and mentality that ultimately what is it that our life hinges on? What is it that our life is, what are the motions of our life? What is the mode of my life? What is the direction of my life? And with that, the understanding of the importance of amal and the importance of action will come to a person. The scholars have written that there are different forms of intoxicants that a person or people intoxicate themselves with. Generally, when we speak about intoxication, we understand intoxicants to be drugs or alcohol or those things that bring about an afflict or bring harm to the body. Those are definitely forms of intoxication and they should be abstained from. Those are haram, impermissible. But there are other forms of intoxication where a person does not intoxicate himself physically. But these intoxications exist within a person. For example, the intoxicant of hubbud dunya, the intoxicant and the attachment of the importance of materialism, of wealth, of things. Now this is something which perhaps we think that, look, I understand what the love of wealth is. I don't love this world, but I use the things of this world. But the reality is that the intoxication of the dunya and the material aspect of the world is something that is so gripping that sometimes it exists in the heart of a person. And a person is a victim of that intoxication, but a person is unable to detect it, or a person is not prepared to acknowledge it, or a person is not even aware of it, oblivious of it. So that is one form of intoxication. Then we have an intoxication where a person is in pursuit of recognition. A person may have a lot of wealth and is not too attached to his wealth, but he wants to be recognized. He wants to be acknowledged. He has a desire to be popular and known. And he has all different forms of strategies and techniques to actually create this popularity for himself. In Arabic, the word is jah, or hubbe jah as they call it, where a person desires self-fame, self-love, popularity. So this is also a sickness. It is also an intoxication, that it is very subtle and it exists within a person. And a person outwardly will conduct himself verbally in a very humble manner. I don't want the position. I'm not really for these things. I will play the background role. But in different ways and in very subtle ways, we find that this exists. So like that, we have popularity, we have love for the world, we have love for different inclinations and passions and pursuits of life that intoxicate the heart of a person. And they diminish the ability of amal within a person. That's why we find sometimes a person wants to engage himself in some good. He wants to take himself towards amal. He wants to push himself towards a certain goal or to achieve things. But that move is not there, or the strength is not there, or the current is not there. So it is because there are subtleties that lie within. So the intoxicant that we all should desire, the intoxicant that every person should desire, and this was something which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had saturated in themselves, and that is the intoxicant of amal and action. That if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants us the intoxicant of action and amal, that at every point of our life, every morning is a new morning that Allah ta'ala gives us. Every night is a brand new night that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us. And how we can collate and collect, and how we can apply ourselves to the extent where actions can become a type of a second nature in a person. That as a person is taking one breath after the other, then that person is engaging himself in a'mal. A person is engaging himself in good and in virtue. A person's every action is moved towards that elusive goal of a'mal saliha. Man amila saliham min dhakarin aw untha. So this aspect of amal is something which is extremely important, and it is something that requires thought. It requires knowledge and understanding. A person just does not become an automatic machine, or a person who begins to churn out action and amal automatically. Like everything, requires a skill, it requires development, it requires effort, it requires refinement, it requires different forms of techniques and strategies that put a person onto a certain on a certain path. And then when that person now gains expertise or traction on that path, then he is able to move. And he moves with the momentum that has been developed, the training that he has developed. Just for our understanding and to understand. Because actions is not just the outward manifestation of what we do. There are criteria for actions. Two of the very important aspects that give weight for actions. We know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, the criteria by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the counting of actions, but it is the weighing of actions. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. The scales, actions will be weighed on a person's scales. So therefore, to give weight to a person's actions, one is a person has actions, a person has amal, a person does actions. But to give weight to a person's actions, to give substance to it, there are two criteria. One criteria is the criteria of ikhlas and sincerity. That the action must be filled with truthfulness and honesty. A person can have many actions and he can do a lot of things and he can do a lot of big things also. Outwardly he can achieve a lot. Physically he can achieve a lot. And the count can be very high also. But if those actions do not contain the integral ingredients of ikhlas, of sincerity, of sidq. Sidq means to be truthful and to be honest. Kunu ma'a as-sadiqeen. The Quran Sharif instruction is to accompany those, surround oneself with those who are truthful. And this aspect of truthfulness and sidq is such an important amal. It is such an important factor that it is required in every action of a person. Every amal of a person requires sidq and truthfulness. Because an action can have an ulterior motive. A person can have different intentions and different motives for actions. And if that action is not filled with honesty, with genuinity, with sincerity, then it remains hollow. It may be an obligation fulfilled. It may be executed, a salah executed, a hajj executed, zakat discharged. But the substance of it, the fulfillment of it, the weight of it, the real matter of it, that is empty of ikhlas and sincerity, of sidq and truthfulness, of honesty, then that action becomes very weak. And it is diminished. So Hazrat Imam Masihullah rahmatullah has given an example as an analogy to show how actions have weight in them. And what weight in actions mean. He gives an example of a person who owes people money. You have three types of people. One person who owes people, he owes a person 1 rand, for example. But the depth of his amal, the sincerity of his actions, and the sensitivity towards hisab and accountability to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is such that this person cannot rest till that 1 rand is paid. So he says that person is like the jeweler. The jeweler's scale is something which is so sensitive that even the breath can affect it. So therefore he covers it with a glass. So that even the breath of the jeweler does not make a change in the decimal of the scale. Then you have another person who owes people. He owes a few people money here and there. He has a consciousness about it. He pays a few and he's negligent about others. So his example is like a grocer. A grocer who's weighing potatoes and tomatoes all the time. So he has a bit of sensitivity. He has an understanding. And the third type of person who owes the whole town money. But he's least concerned. He is like a weighbridge. Like how a truck has to go over the weighbridge to weigh the truck. Absolutely no ihsas, no hiss. There's no sensitivity, there's no consciousness about what is happening in a person's life, in his a'mal and in his actions. So therefore, we have actions and we have a'mal and we have people and we are individuals. But we require that refinement and we require that inner intuition that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us towards these a'mal. And this is the month and these are the times when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants us to refine this and to bring it to a point where we can gain the true benefit from our a'mal so that on the day of Qiyamah, when those deeds are weighed, then they will weigh heavily. Like it is said in Urdu also, amal se banti hai zindagi, jannat bhi jahannam. That the life is the composition of our life, is amal and actions, and a person creates his success and his salvation and his jannat and his paradise, or a person can also create his destruction through his amal and his actions. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from among those who are truthful in our actions, who are sincere in our actions. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala allow us to preserve our actions so that on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, we will have heavy scales. Wa akhiru da'wana.